Testing in the House Chamber, Legislative Day 50.
House will come to order. Members will take their seats. Visitors will retire from the chamber. Sergeant at Arms will close the doors. Members and visitors, please silence all electronic devices. The prayer today will be offered by Representative Warren. Members and visitors in the gallery, please stand and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance. Representative Warren, you're recognized.
Thank you. Heavenly Father, we are advised in 1 Clement chapter 4, verses 2 through 4, for we are all in the same list, and all the same combat is prepared for us all. Wherefore, let us lay aside all vain and empty cares, and let us come to the glorious and venerable rule of our holy calling. Let us consider what is good and acceptable and well-pleasing in the sight of Him that made us. And in chapter 10, verse 5, let us choose to offend a few foolish and inconsiderate men, lifted up and glorying in their own pride rather than God. Heavenly Father, help us to discharge our duties in humility, with compassion, objectively, in the best interest of all whom we serve at your pleasure. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Representative Dixon is recognized.
Madam Speaker, the journal for April 26 has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Dixon moves that the journal for April 26 be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. The ayes have it and the journal is approved as written. Introduction of bills and resolutions. The clerk will read.
Representatives Hurley, Brisson, Murphy, House Bill 997, NC Senior Games Funds.
Appropriations, Health and Human Services. If favorable, rules, counter, and operations of the House.
Representatives Gill and Farmer Butterfield, House Bill 998, Independent Living Act.
Appropriations, Health and Human Services. If favorable, rules, counter, and operations of the House.
Representatives Meyer, House Bill 999, Revised Study and Fund Limit English Proficiency Allotment.
Appropriations, Education. If favorable, rules, counter, and operations of the House.
Representatives Hurley and Sane, House Bill 1000, Competency-Based Math Pilot.
Education K-12, if favorable, appropriations education. If favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representative Bowles, Murphy, and Carson Smith, House Bill 1001, Aid Jails with Addiction Treatment Funds.
Appropriations, Justice and Public Safety, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representative Rogers, House Bill 1002, Expand Use of Continuous Alcohol Monitoring System and Create Continuous Alcohol Monitoring Funds.
Judiciary, if favorable, finance, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives Brockman, Faircloth, Hodister, and Harrison, House Bill 1003, Growing High Point Funds.
Appropriations, general government, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives Brockman, Clemens, Faircloth, and Hodister, House Bill 1004, High Point Literacy Empowers All People, Funds for Literacy Programs.
Appropriations, education, if favorable, rules, counter, and operations of the House.
Representatives Brockman, Harrison, Faircloth, and Hodister, House Bill 1005, Help High Point Reduce Violence Funds.
Appropriations, gen government, if favorable, rules, counter, and operations of the House.
Representatives Brockman, Quick, Faircloth, and Hodister, House Bill 1006, High Point Economic Development.
Appropriations, agriculture, natural, and economic resources, if favorable, rules, counter, and operations of the House.
Representatives Adams, Beasley, McNeil, and Rogers, House Bill 1007, Science, Technology, Engineering, and Mathematics, elective courses using ballistic science.
Education, K-12, if favorable, appropriations, education, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives Setzer, Zoka, Ross, and Carney, House Bill 1008, Real Property Donation Tax Credit.
Finance, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representative Richardson, House Bill 1009, Secretary of State to offset lease funds.
Appropriations, general government, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives Rydell and Morey, House Bill 1010, Criminal Law Reform.
Judiciary, if favorable, rules, counter, and operations of the House.
Representatives Bell, Hodister, Humphrey, and Sane, House Bill 1011, Felonious Game Machines.
Rules, counter, and operations of the House.
Representatives Beasley and Belk, House Bill 1012, Safety Updates for Rental Properties.
Appropriations, Health and Human Services, if favorable. Rules counted. Operations of the House.
Representative Sane, House Bill 1013, NC Financial and Insurance Regulatory Sandbox.
Banking, if favorable. Insurance, if favorable. Finance, if favorable. Rules counted. Operations of the House. Notices and announcements. Seeing none, Representative Dixon is recognized.
Madam Speaker, I move that the House do now adjourn to reconvene subject to the rules.
Sorry, Representative Dixon, you are not recognized for that motion. The House will just be in recess until 7 p.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1. We are in recess.
Representative Corbin and Warren are recognized to send forth the State and Local Government Report. Clerk will read.
Representative Corbin and Warren, State and Local Government Committee Report. House Bill 459, Lee County Deer Hunting, favorable and referred to Rules, Calendar Operations of the House.
House Bill 459 will be referred to Rules.
House Bill 502, Voting Machines, Certain Costs. House favorable and referred to Rules, Calendar Operations of the House.
House Bill 502 referred to the Committee on Rules.
House Bill 635, Purchase and Contracts. Bank benchmark property, favorable and referred to Rules, Calendar Operations of the House.
House Bill 635, referred to the Committee on Rules.
House Bill 757, Pender County Property Transfer, favorable and referred to Rules, Calendar Operations of the House.
House Bill 757, referred to the Committee on Rules. On motion of the Chair, House Bill 966, short title 2019 Appropriations Act, the SEER referrals to the Committee on Appropriation, Rules, and Pensions are stricken. And on motion of the Chair, the SEER referrals to Rules, Appropriations, and Pensions are added. Representative Davis and Stevens are recognized to send forth the Judiciary Committee Report, House Bill 136, Concealed Carry Permit Lapse, Revised Law, Favorable Committee Substitute, Unfavorable Original Bill, and Re-Referred. The original bill be placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas the committee substitute for House Bill 136 will be re-referred to the Committee on Rules Counter Operations of the House. House Bill 348, Whistleblower Protection, Municipal LEOs, Favorable Committee Sub, Unfavorable Original Bill, and re-referred. The original bill will be placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas the committee substitute for House Bill 348 will be re-referred to the Committee on State and Local Government. House Bill 633, Strengthen Criminal Gang Laws, Favorable Committee Sub, Unfavorable Original Bill, and re-referred. The original bill will be placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas the committee substitute for House Bill 633 will be re-referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. Representative Davis and Stevens are recognized to send forth an additional Judiciary Committee report. House Bill 507, Animal Fights, Criminalize Attendance of Minor, favorable and re-referred. House Bill 507 will be re-referred to Rules. House Bill 577, Limit Ownership of Certain Animals, favorable and re-referred. House Bill 577 will be re-referred to Rules. House Bill 608, SBI Emergency Pen Register Trap and Trace, favorable and re-referred. House Bill 608 will be referred to the Committee on Rules. House Bill 685, Clarified DVPO, Expiration and Firearm Surrender. House Bill 685 will be referred to the Committee on Rules. House Bill 760, expand loss prevention investigations favorable and re-referred. House Bill 760 be re-referred to the Committee on Rules. House Bill 866, clarify priority status of certain liens, favorable and re-referred. House Bill 866 will be re-referred to the Committee on Rules. House Bill 29, standing up for rape victims of 2019, favorable committee sub, unfavorable original bill, and re-referred. The original bill will be placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas the committee substitute for House Bill 29 will be re-referred to the Committee on Appropriations and Justice, Appropriations, Justice, and Public Safety. House Bill 770, freedom to work, favorable committee sub, unfavorable original bill, and re-referred. Original bill will be placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas the committee substitute for House Bill 770 will be re-referred to the Committee on Finance. Representative Lewis is recognized to send forth the rules, calendar, and operations of the House committee report. House Bill 31, allow Durham Public Schools to provide housing, favorable. House Bill 31 will be calendared for April 30th. House Bill 55, Alexander County Sheriff vacancies, favorable. House Bill 55, calendar April 30th. House Bill 169, loggerhead turtle, state saltwater reptile, favorable. House Bill 169, calendar for April 30th. House Bill 233, State Auditor Various Amendments Agency Bill, favorable. House Bill 233, calendared for April 30th. House Bill 296, Respect for Families, LEOs, Firefighters, EMS, favorable. House Bill 296, calendared for April 30th. House Bill 300, Extend Funds Deadline for Auctioneers, favorable. House Bill 300, calendared for April 30th. House Bill 383, Topsail Beach Charter Board Vacancies, favorable. House Bill 383, calendared for April 30th. House Bill 679, Expand Emergency Judge Assignments, favorable. House Bill 679, calendared for April 30th. House Bill 687, Encourage ATT Attorney Client Exempt for NCGA Employees. Again, that short title is Encourage Attorney CLE Exempt for NCGA Employees. Favorable, House Bill 687, calendared for April 30th. House Bill 702, Modify Juvenile Criminal Prevention Councils. Favorable, House Bill 702 will be calendared for April 30th. House Bill 715, SHRA, Stronger Whistleblower Protection. Favorable, House Bill 715 will be calendared for April 30th. House Bill 747, NC Missing Person Information Sharing. House Bill 747, reported favorably, will be calendared for April 30th. House Bill 806, HOA Condo Crime and Fidelity Insurance Policies, favorable. House Bill 806 will be calendared for April 30th. House Bill 867, Knight LeCount Advocacy for Marrow Education and Register, reported favorably. And House Bill 867 will be calendared for April 30th. Representative Corbin and Warren are recognized to send forth the State and Local Government Committee report. House Bill 240, Albemarle City Labor for Business CTR, favorable committee sub, unfavorable original bill, and re-referred. The original bill will be placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas the committee substitute for House Bill 240 will be re-referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. House Bill 286, Fayetteville ETJ and Annexation of Shaw Heights, favorable committee sub, unfavorable original bill, and re-referred. The original bill will be placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas the committee substitute for House Bill 286 will be referred to the Committee on Finance. House Bill 630, Private Protective Services Changes, favorable committee sub, unfavorable original bill, and re-referred. The original bill will be placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas the committee substitute for House Bill 630 will be re-referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. House Bill 641, Modifications to Various DPS Provisions, favorable committee sub, unfavorable original bill, and re-referred. The original bill will be placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas the committee substitute for House Bill 641 will be re-referred to Rules. House Bill 758, MSD Expansions and Governance, favorable committee sub, unfavorable original bill, and re-referred. The original bill will be placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas the committee substitute for House Bill 758 will be re-referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. House Bill 873, System Development Fee, clarify time of charge, favorable committee sub, unfavorable original bill, and re-referred. The original bill will be placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas the committee substitute for House Bill 873 will be re-referred to the Committee on Rules. House Bill 899, Enact Kin Care Act, favorable committee sub, unfavorable original bill, and re-referred. The original bill will be placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas the committee substitute for House Bill 899 will be re-referred to the Committee on Rules. On motion of the Chair, House Bill 492, short title, Simplified Builder Inventory Exclusion, the serial referral to Finance is stricken. The serial referral to Rules remains. On motion of the Chair, House Bill 278, short title, Parity for First Responders. The bill is withdrawn from the Committee on Finance and recommitted to the Committee on Pensions and Retirement. The serial referral to Rule remains. On motion of the Chair, House Bill 619, short title, Rethinking Guardianship. The bill is withdrawn from the Committee on Homelessness, Foster Care and Dependency, and recommitted to the Committee on Rules, Calendar Operations of the House. The serial referral to Health is stricken. And on motion of the Chair, House Bill 464, short title, Small Business Health Care Act. The bill is withdrawn from the Committee on Health and recommitted to the Committee on Rules, Calendar Operations of the House. Representative Lewis is recognized to send forth the Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House Committee report. Clerk will read.
Representative Lewis, Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House Committee report. House Bill 375, Authorized Teacher, Government Employee Housing, Bertie, Favor Committee Substitute, Unfavorable Original Bill.
Original bill will be placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas the Committee Substitute for House Bill 375 will be counted pursuant to Rule 36B for April 30th.
House Bill 665, NC Completes College Competitive Workforce, Favorable Committee Substitute, Unfavorable Original Bill.
Original bill placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas Committee Substitute, House Bill 665, calendar 36B for April 30th.
House Bill 668, Various Higher Education Changes, Favorable Committee Substitute, Unfavorable Original Bill.
Original bill will be placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas the Committee Substitute for House Bill 668, calendar 36B for April 30th.
House Bill 724, Truth in Caller ID Act, Favorable Committee Substitute, Unfavorable Original Bill.
Original bill will be placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas the Committee Substitute for House Bill 724 will be counted 36B for April 30th.
House Bill 217, DIT Changes AB, Favorable Committee Substitute Number 2, Unfavorable Committee Substitute Number 1.
Committee Substitute Number 1 will be placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas the Committee Substitute Number 2 for House Bill 217 will be counted 36B for April 30th.
House Bill 222, Modified Criminal Penalties, NAIC Fraud Act, Favorable Committee Substitute Number 2, Unfavorable Committee Substitute Number 1.
Committee Substitute Number 1 will be placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas the Committee Substitute Number 2 for House Bill 222 will be counted 36B for April 30th.
House Bill 108, PED, Safekeepers Health Care Cost Recovery Act, Favorable Committee Substitute Number 3, Unfavorable Committee Substitute Number 2.
Committee Substitute Number 2 will be placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas Committee Substitute Number 3 for House Bill 108 will be calendar 36B for April 30th.
House will come back to order. Ratification of bills and resolutions. The clerk will read.
The enrolling clerk reports the following bill duly ratified, properly enrolled, and prepared for presentation to the Office of the Secretary of State. Senate Bill 63, an act adding certain scrap property to the city corporate limits of the City of Kannapolis.
Chapter bills will be noted. Calendar, House Bill 134, the clerk will read.
Representatives Cleveland, Dixon, and Shepherd, House Bill 134, a bill to be entitled an act to provide that vacancies on the Onslow County Board of Commissioners be filled in accordance with GS 153A-27.1.
Further discussion. Further discussion, further debate. If not, question before the House. Question for the House, passage of House Bill 134 on second reading. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Ayes have it, House Bill 134, having passed second reading, will without objection be read a third time.
General Assembly is not inclined to enact.
Question for the House, passage of House Bill 134 on its third reading. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Ayes have it, House Bill 134, having passed second reading, will be sent to the Senate. House Bill 66, clerk will read.
Representative Pittman, Speciale, Jackson, and Graham, House Bill 66, a bill to be entitled Act Require Active Time for Conviction of Felon Death by Vehicle or Felony Death to Impaired Voting, Genesee, North Carolina, and Acts.
Gentleman from Barris, Representative Pittman, recognize, debate the bill. House will come to order.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The House passed this bill back in 2017 with a very strong bipartisan vote. Just wasn't taken up in the Senate, so I'm trying again. As you recall, back in 2016, we passed Cheyenne's Law, which took causing death or serious injury by boating or driving while impaired from a misdemeanor to a felony. However, a lot of people were very outraged in our area when the person who killed Cheyenne only got 30 months probation, no jail time. So what this bill would do is add an active sentence of at least a fourth of the maximum sentence. So like if it goes to 108 months maximum, it would have to serve at least 27. It goes up to 27 months on a fourth of a sentence. So I know that there's been some concern about judicial discretion. So we looked it up, and we already have 60 statutes in our law that require a minimum sentence for various offenses. So that would not be a new thing. But we had a good bipartisan vote on this bill 2 years ago, and it is a bipartisan bill because Representative Jackson, Representative Graham were kind enough to join me on it, along with Representative Speciale. So I do appreciate their support. It passed both judiciary and rules this year unanimously, unless somebody voted too low for me to hear them. But this is a good bill, and I hope you'll support it. The Marshall family has been sentenced to life without their daughter, and she has been cut off in high school from the life that she could have lived and the accomplishments that she could have done. And she was a wonderful young lady. This should not have happened to her. There are others who are having to suffer this same sort of tragedy in their families. And I think it's very little for us to ask for someone to serve some time in jail when they have irresponsibly gone out driving or boating and killed or seriously injured someone. So I'd appreciate your support on this bill, and I'll stand for any questions.
For our purpose, gentleman from Person, Representative Yarbrough, rise.
To speak on the bill.
Chums recognized, debate the bill.
I ask, did you take a look at the incarceration note on this bill? They, now, as you said, we put it in a couple of years ago that it became a felony. And they, as a result, there haven't been enough of the boating issues to, even for the AOC to track. On the driving side of it, there were 10 last year. And all this bill would do is add a few months to, the present, sentences that people are serving. The cost is $32,000, which is pretty much no sentencing at all. The thing that I don't like about these kind of bills in general is the idea that, that we legislators know what the sentence should be for any of these crimes. It's become clear to me after a few years of being here that that is where all these sentences come from. Some representative or senator gets mad about some crime and comes in and sort of stiffens the penalty a little bit. And so now there's a new sentence. And this really came clear when we were doing Raise the Age. And we looked at this list of felonies, and stealing someone's ID is a worse felony than strangling them. And, of course, why is there even a special law about strangling people? That ought to just be assault. But there is a project in place to try and define our criminal code to get it down into a structure that makes a little more sense and then actually apply sentences to match those crimes. So I'm going to stand up and oppose every one of these bills that just comes up and says, look, this is a crime, I'm mad about it, and I want to see this penalty. Thank you.
Further discussion, further debate. What purpose, gentlemen from Barris? Representative Pittman, rise.
Mr. Speaker, speak on the bill second time.
Gentlemen, recognize, debate the bill second time.
I was trying to be brief and not go into all this, but I do have a note which I did send to everybody 2 years ago, and it's been reconfirmed this year from Eddie Caldwell, the Sheriff's Association. They want this bill passed. Every game warden, every highway patrolman I've spoken to wants this bill passed. They want to be able to enforce Cheyenne's law and know that there are some teeth in it. Currently, if somebody can just be given probation with no jail time, that is not satisfactory. We're talking about people's lives here. We're talking about making our waterways safer. I have, you know, shipping captains, charter boat captains is what I'm trying to say, and commercial fishing captains, both have also told me they want this bill passed because they have to deal with drunken boaters in their work, and it is a great hazard. One life is too many to lose to this kind of irresponsibility, and we should have people serving some time in jail when they take a life that way. So with that support from the sheriffs and other law enforcement, I would really appreciate if you'd support this bill. Thank you.
What purpose? Gentleman from Craven, Representative Speciale, rise.
Speak on the bill.
Gentleman's recognized. Debate the bill.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a good bill. I understand what our esteemed colleague was saying, and I can understand his frustration sometimes because I get the same way. But the bottom line is that's what our job is. That's what we do. We decide what happens in this state. We make the laws. We make the penalties. And nobody should be in a position where they kill somebody and serve no jail time. Something is wrong with that system. And this fixes it. And I ask that you support this bill. It is a good bill.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, question for the House. Passage of House Bill 66 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Clerk will open the vote. Clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. 84 haven't voted in the affirmative, 28 in the negative. House Bill 66 passed the second reading. Will without objection. Be read a third time.
General Assembly is not inclined to enact.
Question for the House. Passage of House Bill 66 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. House Bill 66, having passed its third reading, will be sent to the Senate. Members, on motion of Representative Pittman of Cabarrus County, the chair is happy to extend the courtesies of the gallery to Cheyenne Marshall's family who are here. They are her father, Kenneth Marshall, and her grandfather, Kermit Marshall. Where are y'all? We want to welcome y'all back here in the back. Thank you for being with us today. House Bill 256, Clerk will read.
Representative Floyd, House Bill 256, a bill to be entitled an act to adopt the Fayetteville Fried Chicken Festival as the official fried chicken festival of the state of North Carolina. General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
Gentleman from Cumberland, Representative Floyd, recognize, debate the bill.
Mr. Speaker, the title of line 2 and 3 explain the bill itself, and line 20 give the effective date. I ask for your support.
Further discussion, further debate. For what purpose does the lady from Mecklenburg, Representative Cunningham, rise?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would put an amendment in because it shouldn't be fried chicken. It ought to be baked chicken.
Yeah, probably still more fried chicken eaters of us here than baked chicken right now. But for what purpose does the lady from New Hanover, Representative Butler, rise?
Speak on the bill.
Ladies recognize, debate the bill.
Where's the fried chicken? We had North Carolina ice cream last week. I want some fried chicken, Mr. Speaker.
Further discussion, further debate. If not, the question for the House, passage of House Bill 256 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Clerk will open the vote. Clerk will lock machine, record the vote. 112 having voted in the affirmative and none in the negative. House Bill 256 passed the second reading. Will without objection. Be read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
Question for the House. Passage of House Bill 256 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Ayes have it. House Bill 256, having passed third reading, will be sent to the Senate. Members on motion of members from Cumberland County, Representatives Floyd, Lucas, Richardson, Ahsoka. The chair is happy to extend the courtesies of the gallery to Bill McMillan, who has been a big part of this bill. Mr. McMillan, where are you, sir?
Right here, sir.
Glad to have you with us this evening. Please join me in welcoming Mr. McMillan. House Bill 393, the clerk will read.
Representatives Beasley, Adams, Adcock, and Bowles, House Bill 393, a bill to be entitled Modernizing Sex Assault Laws, General Assembly of North Carolina Annexed.
And the gentleman from Mecklenburg, Representative Beasley, is recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And thank you, members of the House, for your attention to this important bill. Before we start, I want to thank two groups of people. Number one, I want to thank my fellow primary sponsors on this bill, Representative Adams, Representative Adcock, and Representative Bowles. But most importantly, I want to thank the survivors and the people who shared their stories in order to make this bill possible. This bill does three things. Number one, it better protects our kids by closing a loophole that will allow for DSS and law enforcement to investigate circumstances where caretakers may have been taking advantage of someone, by making it clear that it applies to all adults and not just adult relatives. Number two, it closes a loophole that currently exists under current law. Under current law, food, if it is adulterated with some sort of foreign substance, is illegal to do so. But beverages are not. So this makes it clear that if you drug someone's beverage, it is clearly illegal under current law. And the third piece is that it closes the incapacitation loophole. It makes it clear that if you sexually assault someone and you do it after that person is already mentally incapacitated, you can't use their prior mental incapacitation as a reason to sexually assault them. This bill has been the result of many different conversations, and I'm so very proud that we were able to put together a bipartisan bill that does so much for survivors, and I commend this bill to you. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
For what purpose? Gentleman from Catawba, Representative Adams, rise.
Debate the bill.
Gentleman is recognized. Debate the bill.
First thing, I want to thank Representative Beasley for allowing me to work on this bill with him. When he first spoke to me about what he intended to do here, it brought back a memory to me, and I mentioned this in committee. I'm going to mention it again. About 45 years ago, we were very close to another family in Concord where I grew up. A young lady was in college, a freshman, and somebody put something in her drink, and she had a psychotic reaction from it. And she never really recovered. She was the sweetest gal. She never recovered, not until a few years later when she committed suicide. And folks, my vote in favor of this bill is paying back a little bit of a debt. It's giving something back. And I hope you'll all join us in voting for this unanimously. This is a good bill. Thank you, Representative Beasley.
For what purpose, Slay from Mecklenburg, Representative Cunningham, rise.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. To ask the bill sponsor, Representative Beasley, a question if he'll yield.
Gentleman from Mecklenburg, yield to the lady from Mecklenburg.
I do.
He yields.
Thank you. My question is, if you have two adults that are mentally incapacitated, how would it impact them if they are used to having relationships with each other? What protection is there for them if both of them are mentally incapacitated, maybe to a level of dementia?
Thank you for the question, Representative Cunningham. So to clarify, under current law, there are two major categories of statutes that involve mental incapacitation as a factor. This is not mental incapacitation that occurs, for example, if someone is mentally disabled. That is covered under a different part of the statute. This is mental incapacitation that is caused by some overt act. And this would make it very clear that any act that is perpetrated upon someone or by someone that results in mental incapacitation that is not necessarily permanent in nature could not be taken advantage of to sexually assault someone. So thank you for your questioning.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House is the passage of House Bill 393 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. 112 having voted in the affirmative and none in the negative. House Bill 393 passes second reading. Will without objection be read a third time.
General Senator North Carolina next.
Question for the House with the passage of House Bill 393 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed no. The ayes have it. House Bill 393 having passed third reading will be sent to the Senate. House Bill 432. Clerk will read.
Representative Shepard, Grange, Hurley, and Hardister, House Bill 432, a bill to be entitled an act providing that the Utilities Commission approve a flat rate charged by a water or sewer utility for water or sewer services contiguous dwelling units. The leaseor of the units may pass through and charge the tenant the same flat rate. General Assembly, North Carolina, next.
The lady from New Hanover, Representative Grange, is recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen, currently when the Utilities Commission approves a flat rate for sewer and water rates to the property owners of a contiguous dwelling unit, they cannot pass through those rates to the tenants on the property. This bill provides that if the Commission approves a flat rate for water and sewer services for contiguous dwelling units rather than a rate based on meter consumption, that the lessor can pass through the charge and charge the tenants of the contiguous dwelling unit the same flat rate for water or sewer services and the administrative fee authorizing the existing subdivision. And with that, Mr. Speaker, I will stand for questions.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House is the passage of House Bill 432 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. 110 having voted in the affirmative, 2 in the negative. House Bill 432 passes second reading and will, without objection, be read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina next.
Question for the House. Passage of House Bill 432 in its third reading. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. House Bill 432 having passed third reading will be sent to the Senate. Members of the Chair has received a request from Representative Bowles to add House Bill 130, which is the Allow Game Nights bill, on this evening for a motion for concurrence. This is a bill that passed the House. Is there objection to that bill being added to the bottom of this evening's calendar? Hearing none, so ordered. Very well. Representative Bowles, the gentleman can make a motion at the appropriate time. The gentleman would like to add it to tonight's calendar. For what purpose, the gentleman from Moore, Representative Bowles, rise.
I'd like to make a motion to add House Bill 130 to tonight's calendar.
The gentleman from Moore, Representative Bowles, has moved that the that House Bill 130 be added to this evening's calendar. Question, further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House is the adoption of said motion. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Clerk, lock machine, record the vote. 106 having voted in the affirmative, 5 in the negative. The motion is adopted. The bill will be added to today's calendar. House Bill 451, the clerk will read.
Representatives Potts, Zachary, White, and Jarvis, House Bill 451, a bill to be entitled an act requiring parental consent prior to the disposition of fetal remains. General Assembly, North Carolina, next.
Gentleman from Davis and Representative Potts recognize the debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On December the 16th, 2015, on her way to visit with her husband, her son, Sandra Lancaster, was hit head-on at a high rate of speed by a drunk driver who traveled across all four lanes, broke her femur, her hip, her pelvic, had to be cut from the car, medevac to the nearest hospital, where over a period of a short time, a day, she had received 67 pints of blood. In the process, she lost her 18-week-old baby. It was 3 weeks before she was able to respond to what happened. She was told the baby was a destroyed completely in the wreck. She had, but later on she found out through pathology that they had harvested the baby's lungs and heart and taken other measures. This has nothing to do with pro-life or pro-choice. It just instructs that before a hospital can dispose of a fetus, that it has to wait a 7-day period. If the mother and father are unable to grant permission, then they can take the normal course of action. I served on a hospital board for 6 years. I talked with the administrator. He said we often maintain corpses longer than that. Why counties wait to retrieve them and dispose of the body on unclaimed bodies. So the baby's name would have been Titus, thus Titus Law, and I ask you for your support. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question before the House, passage of House Bill 451 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Clerk will lock machine record the vote. 112 having voted in the affirmative, none the negative. House Bill 451 passed the second reading. Will that objection be read a third time?
General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
Question for what purpose does the lady from Johnston, Representative White Rice?
Mr. Speaker, could I change my vote for the motion to yes? I hit the wrong button. I'm sorry.
Was that on the earlier motion to yes. Add the bill to the counter? They will be recorded as having voted aye on the motion. For what purpose does the gentleman from Wayne, Representative Smith, rise?
I'd like to change my vote on House Bill 66 to aye.
The gentleman will be recorded as having voted aye on the passage of House Bill 66. On this bill, any further discussion or debate? If not, the question for the House, passage of House Bill 451 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. House Bill 451, having passed third reading, will be sent to the Senate. For what purpose, the gentleman from Vance, Representative Garrison Rice?
Yes, for a point of personal privilege.
The gentleman is recognized to speak to a point of personal privilege.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Colleagues, I rise to recognize the family of a former congressman and state legislator, one who served this state, this nation, and his community. In many, many outstanding ways. The family that I wish to recognize this evening are visiting with us here at the gallery, and they are none other than Bernadine Balance and her some of her children, grandchildren. John Miles, I would ask them to stand if that's all right.
Well,
I cannot, the chair, but they're here, and you will they will be recognized earlier. But I want to say that. The former Senator Kip Balance, it was a great man. He did a lot for his community. He did a lot for the state. He was an attorney by trade, and he will be sorely missed by many. So I ask you to join me as we're going to acknowledge the family that's here tonight, and they will be recognized also otherwise. But I just want to personally recognize them and thank them for being here this evening. Thank you.
And members, on motion of Representative Garrison, chair is happy to extend the courtesies of the gallery to Bernadine Balance and the adult children, wife and children of the late former congressman and state legislator Frank W. Balance. Would y'all please stand so we could welcome you? Thank you for being with us this evening. Thank you. Also, the chair is happy to extend the courtesies of the floor and recognize Mary Kessler, who is our nurse of the day from Chapel Hill. Ms. Kessler, thank you for being with us as well, ma'am. House Bill 532, the clerk will read.
Representatives Blackwell, Setzer, McGrady, and Dobson, House Bill 532, A bill to be entitled an act authorized the Overmountain Victory State Trail and authorize the Wilderness Gateway State Trail and to make various changes to the State Parks Act and North Carolina Trail System Act. General Assembly, North Carolina Act.
The gentleman from Burke, Representative Blackwell, is recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I know of no opposition to the bill. I've worked closely with the Division of Parks and Recreation on especially the technical language, but the entire bill. Appreciate the cooperation of my co-sponsors. This basically adds two state trails to those that are authorized. One of those is the Overmountain Victory State Trail, which is actually going to coincide with the National Overmountain Victory Trail that runs through multiple counties in North Carolina and into other states. We think there are some advantages of collaboration that can potentially be gained by a co-designation with them. It also would add a new Wilderness Gateway State Trail, which would be largely in McDowell, Rutherford, Burke, and Catawba counties in the South Mountains. And then the last two sections of the bill, other than the final section on the effective date, are making technical changes, some of it to be sure that the definitions of state trails coincide properly with the division's authority to work with landowners. With a state trail, sometimes, or much of the time, all of the trail is not owned by the state, unlike a state park. And so they have to work with landowners and the municipalities of various owners where the trail may actually go. Part of this work will involve identifying exact routes. But I'd ask the House support of this legislation.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House is the passage of House Bill 532 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. The clerk will lock machine record the vote. 113 having voted in the affirmative and none in the negative. House Bill 532 passes at second reading and will without objection. Be read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
Question for the House. Passage of House Bill 532 on its third reading. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. House Bill 532, having passed third reading, will be sent to the Senate. House Bill 578. Clerk will read.
Representative Rena Turner, House Bill 578, a bill to be entitled an act to remove the statutory language in regards to legitimation and in conflict with the North Carolina Court of Appeals decision in Jones versus McDowell. General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
Lady from Iredell, Representative Turner, is recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This is a bill that modifies the legitimation provisions in statute. The clerks study the statutes frequently, and in one of their legislative meetings, they discovered that there was a conflict in the statutes in legitimation. So they've asked that we correct that, so that's what this bill does. I appreciate your green vote. Thank you.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House is the passage of House Bill 578 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Clerk will open the vote. Clerk will lock machine record the vote. 113 having voted in the affirmative and none in the negative. House Bill 578 passes second reading. Will without objection. Be read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
Question for the House. Passage of House Bill 578 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. House Bill 578 having passed third reading will be sent to the Senate. House Bill 629. The clerk will read.
Representatives McNeil and Carson Smith, House Bill 629, a bill to be entitled an act authorized mutual agreements with out-of-state law enforcement agencies. General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
Gentleman from Randolph, Representative McNeil, recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. You know, national disasters don't know state lines. So basically what this bill does is allows our law enforcement agents to enter into mutual aid agreements with officers in counties and law enforcement agencies of another state. with the understanding that that state would also allow it, and then they would have to actually enter into the agreement with those particular agencies. I'd appreciate your green vote.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, question for the House, passage of House Bill 629 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Clerk will open the vote. Clerk will light machine and record the vote. 113 having voted in the affirmative and none of the negative. House Bill 629 passes second reading. Will without objection be read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina next.
Question for the House. Passage of House Bill 629 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Ayes have it. House Bill 629, having passed third reading, will be sent to the Senate. House Bill 675, clerk will read.
Representatives Brody, Rydell, Hardister, and Richardson, House Bill 675, a bill to amend the Act to make various changes and clarifications to the statutes governing the creation and enforcement of building codes. General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
Gentleman from Union, Representative Brody, recognize debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I have an amendment. Could we do that first?
Gentleman is recognized. Send forth the amendment. The clerk will read.
Representative Broder moves to amend the bill on page 1, line 34, by rewriting the line to read.
Gentlemen's recognized to debate the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and members. It's just a one-word change from subsection to section, and that's it. I ask for your support.
Further discussion, further debate on the amendment? If not, the question for the House, adoption of Amendment A1, sent forward by Representative Brody. Those in favor, vote aye. Those opposed, vote no. Clerk will open the vote. Representative Blackwell, Representative White, if the members would like to vote, they still can. Clerk will light machine record the vote. 112 having voted in the affirmative, none of the negative. The amendment's adopted. The gentleman now has the floor to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and fellow members. Every year the construction industry runs into issues like most others, and in order to address these, I put together a bill with a lot of help from stakeholders as well as the League and the County Commission Association, et cetera. And this year we put together this bill here. I guess it has a lot of moving parts to it, and I guess the way I'll do it is if anybody has any questions, I certainly will entertain them. Otherwise, I ask for your support. Thank you.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House, passage of House Bill 675 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Clerk will open the vote. Clerk will lock machine record the vote. 102 having voted in the affirmative and 11 in the negative. House Bill 675 passed the second reading. Will without objection. Be read a third time.
Objection. General Assembly of North Carolina next.
Been read. For what purpose? The gentleman Forsyth, Representative Montgomery, rise.
Object to third reading.
Gentleman was too late on the objection. The bill's been read, so the gentleman can, if the gentleman's wanting to debate the bill, the gentleman can. If the gentleman wants to make a motion to delay the bill to the following day, the gentleman can be recognized for that motion. For what purpose? The gentleman Forsyth, Representative Montgomery, rise.
Motion to delay.
Gentleman's recognized for motion. Gentleman may state his motion.
Make a motion to delay the vote until tomorrow.
Gentleman has made a motion. Gentleman desire to debate his motion.
So the desire to delay the motion until tomorrow was actually having some conversation around potential amendment and need to have some conversation with the Home Builders Association to see whether or not the amendment would be acceptable to them.
Okay. Further discussion, further debate? For what purpose, gentleman from Union, Representative Brody, rise.
I would ask the
body to oppose the motion. However, this has to go to the Senate, and we will listen to things and bring them up if we need to go that route. But we've been vetted this pretty closely through two committees, and I ask for your opposition to this motion. Thank you.
Further discussion, further debate on the motion. If not, the question for the House is the motion from the gentleman from Forsyth to delay, to postpone third reading till tomorrow. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Clerk will open the vote. Clerk lot machine record the vote. 51 haven't voted in the affirmative. 60 in the negative. The motion is not adopted. Further discussion, further debate on third reading. If not, question for the House. Pass Bill 675 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. House Bill 675, having passed third reading, is ordered engrossed and sent to the Senate. And members, just by way of explanation, once the bill has been actually read for the third time, the objection at that point is not timely. But if someone, that Representative Montgomery, made the motion, which is the appropriate motion at that point. So, House Bill 697, the clerk will read.
Representatives Horn, Sain, and Elmore, House Bill 697, a bill to be entitled State Surplus Properties, Computers for Nonprofits, General Assembly of North Carolina Acts.
Gentleman from Union, Representative Horn, recognize, debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen, House Bill 697 follows up on a bill that was passed last year out of the House and out of the Senate, became law, known as the Surplus Computers for Low-Income Students Act. Problem is, we didn't get those computers, surplus computers to low-income students because of various difficulties with implementing that law. So this bill, in fact, enables certain nonprofit computer refurbishers to receive surplus computer equipment from the state surplus property agency at no or the lowest possible cost. This provides a surplus property agency the authority to distribute computer equipment to nonprofits that then refurbish these computers and donate them. I said donate them to low-income students or households in our state. Access to, we've all heard of the homework gap and how important it is that we enable our students to be able to compete in a 21st century society. I ask your support of the bill.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, question for the House, passage of House Bill 697 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Clerk will lock machine, record the vote. 111 having voted in the affirmative and 2 in the negative. House Bill 697 passed the second reading. Will without objection. You're at third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
Question for the House. Passage of House Bill 697 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Ayes have it. House Bill 697 having passed third reading will be sent to the Senate. House Bill 130. Clerk will read.
Representatives Bowles, Lucas, Sain, and Floyd, House Bill 130, a bill to be entitled an act to nonprofit organizations to operate game nights and to provide for the regulation of nonprofit organizations holding game nights and to allow for the consumption of alcohol beverages at game nights. General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
For our purpose, gentlemen from Moore, Representative Bowles, rise.
For a motion to concur.
Gentlemen, recognize for a motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. A motion to concur. Senate Bill 2, version 2.
The gentleman has moved that the House do concur with Senate Committee Substitute to Senate Committee Substitute 2 to House Bill 130. Is that correct?
Correct, yes.
Okay. The gentleman has made the motion. The gentleman is recognized to debate the motion.
There were technical corrections that sent over here by the Senate. The Senate vote was 32 to 5, and I ask that you concur.
For what purpose? Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House is the adoption of the motion to concur with Senate Committee Substitute 2, House Bill 130. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. 96 having voted in the affirmative and 16 the negative. The House does concur with Senate Committee Substitute 2 to House Bill 130. The bill will be sent to the governor and is ordered and rolled. Ask our pages to come forward. And members, if I can have your attention while the pages are coming forward, tomorrow's schedule, we're going to adjourn until 9:30 tomorrow morning, but there will not be votes until 7 p.m. tomorrow evening. That is to allow the committees a full day to deliberate on bills. Just a reminder of the schedule for this week. Tomorrow will be a busy committee day. There will be votes tomorrow evening, at least 20 bills tomorrow night, maybe more. And then on Wednesday is going to be a full day of appropriations with no floor votes anticipated at this point. And then Thursday and Friday would be days that we take up the budget bill as well as a number of other bills that get reported out of the other committee. So, again, as the chair had advised earlier in the week, this is going to be absolutely a full week, at least through Friday. We do have a great group of pages with us this evening, so I would ask the clerk to introduce our pages, and to each of our pages, as you were introduced, if you could wave or otherwise acknowledge when your name's called so that my colleagues and I will know who you are. The clerk will introduce the pages.
Gerald Bloom, Iredell County, sponsor Representative John Fraley. Ethan Brooks, Wake County, sponsor Speaker Tim Moore. Jacob Dillman, Guilford County, sponsor Representative Cecil Brockman. Stefan Dixon, Pitt County, sponsor Representative Candy Smith. Jesse Ellis, Stokes County, sponsor Speaker Tim Moore. Meyer Hernandez, Wake County, sponsor Speaker Tim Moore. Isabel Lamb, Wake County, sponsor Representative Deborah Conrad. Rowan Marquez, Wake County, sponsor Speaker Tim Moore. Brownwin McVeigh, Moore County, sponsor Representative James Bowles. Colin Vess, Guilford County, sponsor Representative John Hollister.
To our pages, we want to welcome you here with us this week, and we want to thank you for being here. You're here for absolutely a full week. You'll get to see a lot of floor debates as well as the budget. I would ask my colleagues, please join me in welcoming our pages with us this week. You may return to your post. For what purpose does the gentleman from Watauga, Representative Russell, rise?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I just want to change my vote on House Bill 66 to aye.
The gentleman will be recorded as having voted aye on House Bill 66. For what purpose does the gentleman from Buncombe, Representative Ager, rise?
Make a point of personal privilege, please.
The gentleman is recognized to speak to a point of personal privilege. The House will come to order.
She should be on everybody's short list of interesting people to get to know. She loves her dogs. She loves Wilmington. She's had a tough year with the loss of her partner, Annie Parra. And now she has to deal with being another year older. Happy birthday, Deb Butler.
Chair directs that House Bill 532 be sent to the Senate by special message. A special message is from the Senate. The clerk will read.
Senate Bill 505, Committee Substitute, Second Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to expand the Job Maintenance and Capital Development Fund to include heritage manufacturing projects.
Bill sent to Rules Counter and Operations of the House. For what purpose does the gentleman from Catawba, Representative Adams, rise?
Change my vote on House Bill 130 to a nay.
The gentleman will be recorded as having voted no on the motion on House Bill 130. For what purpose does the gentleman from Cabarrus, Representative Pittman, rise?
Mr. Speaker, I have an announcement and a point of personal privilege, if I may.
The gentleman is recognized for both purposes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just want to announce that the Committee on Homelessness, Foster Care, and Dependency will meet tomorrow at 2 p.m. In room 1228, and we have three bills on the calendar for that meeting. For personal privilege, I wanted to acknowledge I don't know how many of you heard it on the news this weekend, but last Friday, Concord lost one of their great public servants, Mr. Brad Benton, 28 years old, father of two, a veteran of our wars, recent wars, and a firefighter who, from all accounts, was gung-ho. When other people were in need, he was all about it and fully involved in that great work for our people in our community. As I understand it, they were in the process of transitioning from an old storage building to a new one. And in getting stuff out, that wind that came up on Friday caused that building to collapse. Two people were injured, and Mr. Benton was killed. So I just want to pay tribute to his great service to our nation and our community, and ask you to pray for his two children and the family. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Representative Adams, if you'd please approach the clerk, please. For what purpose does the gentleman from Henderson, Representative McGrady, rise?
For an announcement.
The gentleman has the floor for an announcement.
Tomorrow afternoon at 3 p.m., the ABC committee will be meeting. All I want to note is the room change will be in 643, a real big room for a real small committee.
For what purpose? The gentleman from Randolph, Representative McNeil, rise.
For an announcement and then a point of personal privilege.
The gentleman is recognized for both purposes.
As far as the announcement, the House Pensions Committee meeting is moved from tomorrow at 2 to Thursday morning at 9, and that notice has been sent out. And then for the point of personal privilege, I'd just like everybody to keep my seatmate, John Sauls, in her thoughts and prayers as he had his gallbladder out today.
For what purpose, gentlemen from Scotland, Representative Pierce, rise.
Mr. Speaker, need to change your vote on 275, the Montgomery objection, when he asked that it be
on the motion to
yes.
Delay?
Yes, sir. To a yes.
Gentlemen, of course, having voted aye on the motion to delay the third reading. For what purpose does the lady from Carteret, Representative McElrath, rise?
For an announcement.
The lady has the floor for an announcement.
The Committee on Environment will meet at 1 o'clock and 12:28. Thank you.
For what purpose the lady from Davie, Representative Howard, rise?
To make an announcement, Ms.
Lady,
Speaker.
Lady has the floor.
Members of the committee of the House, Finance will meet in the morning at 8:30. Your documents will be online prior to 9 o'clock tonight, but I understand that the actual documents will be delivered to your office by 7 a.m. So please bring your budget documents with you, and you will be able to take notes and have those items in front of you. So we will start at 8:30. Room change is 643, 8:30 and 643.
What purpose the lady from Johnson, Representative White, rise?
To make an announcement.
Lady has the floor.
Thank you. House Health meets in the morning at 10 o'clock and 6:43, and we have a full agenda, so please be on time.
What purpose, gentleman from Alamance, Representative Riddell, rise?
Make an announcement.
Gentleman has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just a reminder, House Committee on Regulatory Reform meets tomorrow at 11 a.m. in room 1228. We have three bills and 1 hour to do them, so be on time. Thank you.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Catawba, Representative Setzer, rise?
Make an announcement.
Gentleman has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members of House Insurance, we have a meeting scheduled for Thursday at 8:30 in our normal meeting room. I know you're excited.
For what purpose, gentleman from New Hanover, Representative Davis, rise?
One announcement.
Gentleman has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, and the Judiciary Committee will meet tomorrow morning at 11:30, room 643. We have 12 bills to hear, so please be on time and we'll get to work. Thank you.
Purpose the lady from Forsyth, Representative Conrad, rise?
For an announcement.
Lady has the floor.
First committee is banking. It will meet at 3 p.m. tomorrow in room 423. We have one bill. Second committee announcement is commerce. We have three bills in commerce at noon in room 1228. Thank you.
For what purpose, gentleman from Union, Representative Horn, rise?
Announcement.
Gentleman has the floor.
Thank you. House Education K-12 meets tomorrow afternoon, 1 o'clock, and 6:43. We have six bills on the agenda.
For what purpose, gentleman from Durham, Representative Hawkins, rise.
Point of personal privilege.
Gentleman's recognized to speak to a point of personal privilege.
Many of you remember earlier this month the explosion in downtown Durham, and so I'm rising to ensure that everyone has the opportunity to remember the life of Mr. Jay Rambut. He was a PSNC employee injured in the downtown Durham explosion and just succumbed to injuries and passed just last Thursday, as confirmed by the company and by WRAL. He was a first responder and a locator for PSNC Energy, an investigative job that required him to go on site when things went wrong. And so he was with the company since 1988, and we wanted to make sure that we didn't let his life go unrecognized for his service to the state of North Carolina, to PSNC, and to Durham. Thank you.
Sir. For what purpose, the gentleman from Columbus, Representative Jones, rise.
For an announcement.
Gentleman asks the floor for an announcement.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Republicans will caucus immediately after session. Please be prompt.
For what purpose does the lady from Johnson, Representative White, rise?
To make a correction.
Ladies recognize.
I've just been informed that health has been moved to 5:44 instead of 6:43. Thank you.
What purpose, gentleman Cabarrus, Representative Pittman, rise?
To correct my previous announcement.
Recognized.
Homelessness committee will meet in 4:25, not 12:28. 4:25, thank you.
What purpose, lady from Yancey, Representative Presnell, rise?
For an announcement.
Ladies recognize.
Transportation will meet tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock in 4:23. Thank you.
What purpose, gentleman from Forsyth, Representative Lambeth, rise?
For an announcement.
Gentleman's recognized.
As Chairman Howard mentioned, the appropriation bill will be posted this evening by 9 o'clock. It's right on its schedule. And then the full appropriations committee will meet Wednesday at 8:30. It will be our long day. We're asking that all amendments be in by noon that day. We also know that we'll have a number of visitors here that day. So we're going to try to break somewhere around lunch so you can spend some time with the many visitors who will be here on Wednesday. But we do have a full day. It could be a very long day, depending on the number of amendments. We do need you to be here at 8:30 so we can start on time and work our way through the full day. Thank you.
What purpose, John from Gaston, Representative Torbett, rise?
For a motion, Mr. Speaker.
Just a moment. Any further notices or announcements before we take the motion to adjourn? Seeing none, the gentleman from Gaston, Representative Torbett, recognized for motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House to now adjourn to reconvene Tuesday, April the 30th at 9:30 a.m., subject to the standard stipulation set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative Torbett moves, seconded by Representative Bumgardner, that the House to now adjourn to reconvene Tuesday, April 30th at 9:30 a.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Ayes have it. Stand adjourned.
On motion of the Chair, House Bill 29, short title Standing Up for Rape Victims Act of 2019, is withdrawn from the Committee on Appropriations, JPS, and recommitted to the Committee on Rules Counter Operations of the House. The SEER referral to Appropriations is stricken. On motion of the Chair, House Bill 327, short title Fees, Return, Checks, Loan Processing, is withdrawn from the calendar 36B and recommitted to the Committee on Rules Calendar and Operations of the House.